I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Protests are expected around Vermont this evening by citizens opposed to any move by President Donald Trump to end the Mueller investigation. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating ties between Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. Trump forced Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign yesterday, widely seen as possibly the first step toward forcing Mueller to step down. VTDigger.org reports protests are expected to be held in nearly a dozen places around the state at this hour. Republican Governor Phil Scott says his Democratic challenger's candidacy this year was, quote, historic. Christine Hallquist was the first transgender major party gubernatorial nominee in U.S. history. She lost her bid to unseat Scott. But after his win Tuesday, Scott said Hallquist has reinforced his desire to protect members of the transgender community.
By being the most welcoming state in the nation, while defending all Vermonters from hate and bigotry, this will remain one of my administration's top priorities, no exceptions.
After her loss on Tuesday, Hallquist said she's concerned about rights for transgender people nationally. The Trump administration is considering a policy that would define gender as an immutable condition determined by people's sex at birth. And fire officials say six people in Brattleboro have been treated for mild carbon monoxide poisoning after a boiler malfunctioned in an apartment building. The Brattleboro Fire Department responded around midnight to the apartment building where a tenant reported a carbon monoxide detector was going off. Firefighters found elevated levels of carbon monoxide in the building and tenants were evacuated. Montreal-based Bombardier will lay off 5,000 workers, including about 2,500 in Quebec. That's according to the Montreal Gazette. The transportation manufacturer will also sell off one of its series of aircrafts and its flight training division. Bombardier has a presence in several regions of the U.S., including a rail car plant in Plattsburgh, New York. It's unclear if the company will lay off workers outside of Canada. And one of the three elementary schools serving Underhill and Jericho is closing. The move comes as the schools have seen their combined enrollments drop 38% since 1990. VTDigger.org reports the Underhill ID Elementary School will close and send students to the Underhill Central and Jericho Elementary. Some local parents are protesting the change. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, clearing this evening with some high clouds arriving late in the south, lows mainly in the 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, a rising chance of showers in the afternoon, snow or a wintry mix in the mountains, highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.